Sacred fire, whirling immutably within itself and formulating in the splendid sun of his white moonly radiance in the height of his immaculate eternity, thy glorious vision, O thou starlight face and crown of diamond of myself and soul, thou queenly angel of my higher will, form in my spirit a more subtle fire of God, that I may comprehend the more the sacred purity of thy divine essence. O Queen, O Goddess of my life, light unbegotten, scintillating spark of yourself. O Holy, Holy Spouse of my most godlike thought, come forth, I say, and manifest unto thy worshipper immorcadescent fulgurs. Let the air ring with the passion of my holy cry unto the highest, for persistent will and the continual fervor of my soul have led me to this hour of victory, this throne of splendor. O thou beauteous self, thou holiest crown, thus manifest to me. Come forth, I say, come forth with mightier cries, Jesus uttered on the quivering cross. Ili, Ili, Lama Sabachthani. Soul of my own spirit, let thy fervid eyes give me thy light, for thou dost stand as God among the unborn ones.
For the gods thy music moves co-equal, co-eternal.
Thou Lord of light and life and love, come forth, I call thee in the holiest name of him, Lord of the universe, and by his name, perfected in suffering, glorious in trial, by his holy name, Jesus, body passing through the gates of hell,
that even there the rescuers might find the darkness and proclaim the light,
bindle by the sacred rites and secret words of everlasting power.
By the swift symbol of the golden dawn and all its promise,
by the cross of fire and by the gleaming symbol, by the rose and cross of light and life,
the holy ark, the rose of ruby and the cross of gold, by these I say, come forth, my holy spouse, and make me one with thine abundant ray
of the vast ocean of the unmanifest, limitless negativity of light, flowing in Jesus' manifest through space in equilibrium upon the world, illumined by the white supernal gleam, through the red cross of Calvary. Come forth, my actual self, come forth, O dazzling one, wrapped in the glory of the holy place whence I have called thee. Come thou forth to me and permeate
my being, to my face shine with thy light reflected, to my brows gleam with thy starry symbol, to my voice reach the ineffable.
Come forth, I say, and make me one with thee, that all my ways may glitter with the holy influence, that I may be found worthy at the end to sacrifice before the holy ones,
that in thy glory, strength and majesty,
that by the beauty and harmony of heaven that fills its fountains at the well of life,
I may be mighty in the universe. Yeah, come thou forth, I mightily conjure thy radiant perfection to compel all spirits to be subject unto me, that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, and upon the earth and under earth, and of the stable land, of the water, of the whirling of the air, and the all-rushing fire, and every spell and torch of God,
the vast one, may be made obedient unto me,
to the all-good and ultimate redemption.
Hear me, thou.
Ega
sudakai
yago
Josudu
Ulu
Kikale
Kaka
Sodakare
Ud
Sodameranu Sodje Lago Sodiredu
Ul Noku
Mada
Das
Yada
El
Yadas
Round
of the starlight, winging in the mirror,
wide eye of heaven,
profound the blue of the abyss of water, thou flame flashing through all the caverns of the night,
tongues leaping from the immeasurable up through the glittering steeps unmanifest to the ineffable. O golden sun, vibrating glory of my higher self, I heard thy voice resounding in the abyss.
I am the only being in the deep of darkness.
Let me rise and gird myself to tread the path of darkness.
Even so, I may attain the light.
From the heavens I came before my birth,
from those dim halls and silence of a primal sleep.
And then the voice of ages answered me and said,
Behold, from me that formulates in darkness, child of earth, the light doth shine in darkness, for the darkness understands no ray of that initiating light.
Stages, path, and groping aspiration came I forth, where the white splendor shone upon the throne, even to the temple of the Holy Ones. Now by that light, come forth, I say, to me, my lady of the starlight and the moon.
Come
be absolute within my mind, that I may take no dim remembrance back
to drown this glory with her shimmering gloom. But oh, abide within me. Every hour I leave the lofty and the limpid stream of that white brilliance. Leave me not alone, O Holy Spirit. Come to comfort me, to draw me,
and to make me manifest, O Seeress,
to the weeping world,
that I be lifted up on the course of pain and sacrifice, to draw all humankind and every germ of matter that hath life,
even after me,
to the ineffable kingdom of light.
O holy, holy Queen,
let thy white minions overshadow me.
I am the resurrection and the life, the reconciler of the light and dark.
I am the rescuer of mortal things. I am the force in matter manifest. I am the Godhead manifest in flesh. I stand above among the holy ones. I am all purified through suffering, all perfect in the mystic sacrifice, and in the knowledge of my selfhood made one with the everlasting Lord of life.
Rescuer of matter is my name. I am the heart of Jesus. Heard about the sweet serpent. I was unified. Stand in this hall of twofold truth and say.
Oh,
does not form. Lost and mighty one, O Lord.